Shabbos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 111. The Mishnah will discuss a number of leniencies and halachas regarding lighting fires on Friday afternoon. In the wake of the previous Mishnah, we had said that you can't roast in a fire food, etc., unless it has enough time on Friday afternoon to be at least kamachal ben drusoy, meaning cooked, basically. Here we have some leniencies. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about Erev Pesach, which falls out on a Friday, meaning Pesach itself is on a Shabbos. So that means the mitzvah to bring the Korban Pesach is on the 14th of Nisan, and then that's the Friday. And the mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach is on Leila Seder. This is falling out in this particular Mishnah on Friday night on Shabbos. So although we'd said in the previous Mishnah that you are not allowed to roast food on Friday if there's not enough time for it to be fully roasted, or at least to Michael Ben Drusoy, on Erev Shabbos, we're lenient when it comes to the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, Mishal Shalin Esa Pesach Betanur, you may lower the Korban Pesach, that animal, after it's been brought, and now you've taken the meat, and the whole animal actually, you're in Yerushalayim, and you have to roast it, as the mitzvah requires it should be roasted. So Mishal Shalin means to lower down, because the tanur, the shape of the oven, was that it had an opening on the top, so you lower it in. Im chashecha, you are allowed to put that whole sheep or goat into the, I should call it a lamb or a kid, to be honest, into the oven very close to nightfall on Friday afternoon. Even though the previous Mishnah said you can't do that, here we do let you do it. And the reason why is because although one cannot cook on Shabbos, Friday night, let's call it, for the sake of the Korban Pesach, one could put the food into the oven immediately prior to Shabbos and let it cook on Friday. Remember, Shvi'as Kamel's not a problem. Be possibly Beis Hillel. So the point here is that we're lenient when it comes to the Korban Pesach because people who are involved with kachim, with sacrificial meat, etc., so they are can be presumed to be zrizin. They can be presumed to be extra meticulous regarding their observance, and therefore we're not afraid that they will inadvertently come to stoke the coals. There's no concern of Shemi Yechateh B'Gachalim, because the B'nei Chabura, the people who are in charge of this Korban Pesach, will remind one another not to touch the coals after they put the Korban Pesach into the oven for cooking. Similarly, U'ma'achizin Esa'ur B'maduras Beis HaMokad. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room called the Beis HaMokad. It kind of was like the dormitory for the Kohanim. And in the middle of the dormitory there, the Beis HaMokad, the room was called the Beis HaMokad because it had a big fire burning. That was to keep their feet warm. Remember, the Kohanim were required to be on the Har HaBayis there and in the Azara and the Beis HaMokad, etc., doing their Avodah all barefoot. And it's stone, shayish floor. And that being the case, their feet were cold, and therefore they had to warm them up in the Beis HaMokad, which was the room where they had this fire going. So, lighting the fire on Friday afternoon, again, the concern would be maybe you'd be afraid that the fire wouldn't burn well on Friday, wouldn't catch, and they would come to add more kindling, let's say, on Friday night, on Shabbos, which of course would be asar to do. The Beis HaMokad is where the fire burns, but it's not a mitzvah to burn a fire there in the Beis HaMokad, and therefore it wouldn't be docha Shabbos, wouldn't push off the obligation to not kindle a flame on Shabbos. Nevertheless, we say that they can, on Friday afternoon, just start the fire going already, and that'll be in the Beis HaMokad, and it'll be fine because, just like the B'nei Chabura with the Korban Pesach, they'll be the Kohanim are Zerizim him. They are careful and alacritous, and they'll be vigilant not to play with the fire or bring kindling on Shabbos proper. And therefore, as long as the fire gets going and then it takes a life of its own, even a few minutes before Shabbos, that's going to be fine. In contrast, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the place called Uba Gvulin, the Gvulin are the lands outside of the area outside of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash area. So those areas, one cannot light a fire on Friday afternoon unless there's enough time that the fire could catch Kadei Shete'achoz Ha'or Baruban, unless the fire can catch onto the majority, meaning the majority of the wood in the fireplace. So that means that the fire is burning well, and there's no reason to be afraid that it will go out. Therefore, one isn't likely to come and add kindling on Shabbos proper, and or stoke those coals and be over the Isser of Ma'avir, of kindling on Shabbos. So the point is, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't light the fire unless it's enough time on Friday afternoon for it all, at least the majority of it, to catch fire and burn well. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you could be lenient as long as the fire gets going on Friday afternoon. That's efficient because the Kohanim has reason. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bepachamin Kolshehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the event that the core of the fire is being heated not by wood, but by pachamin. Pachamin are charcoal. So charcoal, once it catches, it doesn't go out so easily. It burns well and strong and puts out a lot of heat. And therefore, he says, as long as the charcoal has gotten going, so then it's safe to assume that the fire will ultimately take hold. And therefore, if one just has the charcoal going, and that will be enough to get the fire going, one does not need to have enough time before Friday to let all the rest of the wood also catch fire. Just the charcoal is sufficient. And indeed, that's the halacha. Because Rabbi Yehuda's, although he's a das yachid, he's presented as like a single opinion by name, no one's arguing with him. He's just coming to add. It says when it comes to regular wood burning fires, you need to have the majority of the wood burning outside of the Beis HaMikdash area. But if the fire's got a pecham and a coal, charcoal heart to it, then kol shehu, as long as it starts to burn, that's sufficient. There's no reason to be afraid people will come to stoke the coal or fire or add kindling because it's going to burn.